In other words, one man he lied to day, Mr. Tata, first of all, he said the Chinese congregation, not that, so down in the Hill, Texas. Today is June 14, 2017, or the city in 2021. We will start our second service today with a song entitled Somebody Bigger Than You and I. Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? Who made the river flow to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring? Who writes the song for the robin to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long, keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walked with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go on from there? And who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you and I. Kingdom of Heaven, Part 2, Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Yahweh, thou canst make me clean. Yahshua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Yahshua said unto him, see, if thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself unto the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And as he was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Master, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yahshua saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Master, Yahshua, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Yahshua heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yahshua said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And Yahshua was come into Peter's house. He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit. with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. And when Yahshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave command to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. Yahshua said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Master, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Yahshua said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Okay, Yahshua calms the tempest. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And the disciples came unto him and woke him, saying, Master, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Okay, verse 28. Miracles of healing. And when he was come unto the other side, unto the country of Gergensis, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Yahshua, thou son of Yahweh? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? There was a good way off from them, and heard of many swine feet. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the water. Matthew chapter 8, verse 33. And they that kept them fed and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen unto the possessed of the devil. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Yahshua. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Yahshua, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sons be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Yahshua, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your heart? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, and then saith he unto the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. Okay, Matthew chapter 9, verse 7. And he arose and departed unto his house, and when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified Yahweh, which had given such power unto men. Yahshua calls Matthew. This is Matthew 9:9. And as Yahshua passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. He said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Yahshua sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eatest your master with publicans and sinners? But when Yahshua heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. Then came unto him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not? Yeshua said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. So they're going to fast then. No man put a piece of a new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. More miracles of healing. This is in Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Yeshua arose and followed him, and so did his disciples, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of the blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but just touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Yeshua turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Yeshua came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrel and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And he left him the storm. When the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. When Yeshua departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came unto him and said, Yeshua. And Yeshua saith unto them, Behold you that believe you that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Master. And then touched he their eyes, saying, According unto your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Yeshua straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As he went out, behold, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with a devil. So these two blind men got their eyes opened up, Yeshua healed them, and then they go out and find a dumb man. They bring him in. And when the devil was cast out, they went out, behold, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, He was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out devils through the prince of the devil. Yeshua went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of their kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the master of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now Yeshua healed only those that would believe. There's a lot of them that didn't believe. They were following him too. And that were the ones on the side of the enemy. Okay, Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first Simon, he was called Peter, and the Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew. The publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and the ladies. His surname was Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, he also betrayed him. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach them, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house, the city, shake off the dust of your feet. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send ye forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up into the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogue. Ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two spirits sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. For I am come to set a man's adverse against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cold of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. That ends Matthew chapter 10. Okay, end of Matthew chapter 10. Let us go on into Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass when Yahshua had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Yahshua's testimony about John, verse 2. When John had heard in the prison of the works of Yahshua, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Yahshua answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as he departed, Yahshua began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? What went ye out to see? A man clothed in the soft raiment? Behold, that they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, that shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them they are not born of women, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Okay, we've seen that before. In our time, we've seen that. We've seen that they take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, or Elias. That was, no, Elijah. Had it right the first time. Which was for to come. He that hath ears, let him hear. To hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath the devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. But thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Yahshua answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Yahweh of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. End of chapter 11, Matthew. Let's go right on in now to chapter 12. At that time Yahshua went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hungry, and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he was an hungry, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of Yahweh and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. If ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Yahshua also of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. He asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. First they posed a question to Yahshua about the man with the withered hand, and so forth. And all they wanted to do was trap him, according to their own laws that they made up. Verse 15 of Matthew 12. But when Yahshua knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And charged them that they should not make him known. that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment unto the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. Shall he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Yahshua knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of Yahweh, then the kingdom of Yahweh is come unto you. Same thing as the kingdom of heaven. It's kingdom of Yahweh, kingdom of heaven. Or else how can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto them. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Whereas Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. For the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. And one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto them that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same as my brother and sister and mother. That's the end of chapter 12 of Matthew. Let's continue on now with chapter 13. The parable of the sower. The same day went Yeshua out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. For whosoever hath, unto him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. And whosoever hath not, from him shall it be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they see and see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and shall be converted, and I should heal them. Now you see the process you have to go through to be healed. You have to go through, let's read that again. For their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes are their heads closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted, so I can heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receives the seed into the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Parables of the kingdom. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? They said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both go together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say unto the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spake he unto them, For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. All these things spake Yahshua unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And Yahshua sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Okay, now, the Son of Man, this would be the prophet placed at the head of the church, at the church head of the house of Israel. The field is the world, the good seed of the children of the kingdom, but the tares of the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angel. Now this is talking about Yahweh. I mean Yahshua. Yahshua is also the Son of Man in both cases, but also a prophet can also be titled as the Son of Man. For the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto treasure hid in the field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth them for joy. Thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come and forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Yahshua saith unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Master. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass that when Yahshua had finished these parables, he departed thence, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him, but Yahshua said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Okay, in chapter 13, let's go on to Matthew chapter 14. And let's see what we have to do. We're a continuation of the kingdom of Yahweh, the kingdom of Yahshua, or the kingdom of heaven. Which is it? We're going to start with verse 1. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Yahshua, and said unto his servant, This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold of John, and bound him and put him in prison for Herod's sake, his brother Philip's sake. What? For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and then was sat with him at the meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given unto the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Yahshua. Miraculous sign. Verse 13. When Yahshua heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Yahshua went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past, send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But when Yahshua said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, Bring them hither unto me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up into heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves unto his disciples, and the disciples unto the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And straightway Yahshua constrained the disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was the contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Yahshua went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. They cried out for the fear. But straightway Yahshua spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Master, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Yahshua. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And began to sink, he cried, saying, Master, save me. And immediately Yahshua stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased, and they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of Yahweh. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they went out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and brought him that they not only touched the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. End of chapter 14, Matthew chapter 15, What Defiles a Man. Then came unto Yahshua scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not the hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of Yahweh by your tradition? For Elohim commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die to death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say unto his father or his mother, It is a gift, thou whatsoever thou mightest, he profited by me. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of Elohim of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy unto you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. Yahshua said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the jaw? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Then Yahshua went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of the Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Yahshua, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Master, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Master, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Yahshua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Verse 29. And Yahshua departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Yahshua's feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the Elohim of heaven, of Israel. Then Yahshua called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now these days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And the disciples said unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Yahshua said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave unto the disciples, and disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Well, that's the end of chapter 15. And that pretty much takes care of our sermon for today. We have about a minute left. But anyway, we're going to close this service now with a song. Bring in the sheaves.
So in the morning, so in seas of kindness, so in the new tide and the day, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadow, hearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze. Crying by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth with weeping, going for the master, though the lost is danger, spirit often leaves. When our waiting's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.